Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it going? Hey, is this the first time you downloaded the Catch Up? Talking to the person who's listening. I reckon it is. I reckon there's one person who's listening to this who's never listened to it before.
Welcome. I'm Josiah. That's Ellie, and you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome in advance for the joy that you're about to sit through for the next half an hour.
It was a bit of a joy this morning. Had a bit of everything on the show. We had a shower together.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. We had a shower together.
Yeah.
Launched a new segment in the process as well.
That'll make more sense when you listen to it.
Yeah, we spoke to a hot lifeguard from Bondi as well.
Yeah, he was sexy.
Who else did we speak to?
Spoke to a kid named Gavin who created an app.
Yes, a lot smarter than your boyfriend, Gavin.
Yeah, speaking of which, we also get him on the show.
Oh, we did too. A big stitch up from my behalf. You didn't know he was coming on.
But two Gavs for the price of one. Oh, you would not read about it.
Who would have thought that in 2019 you'd get two young Gavins on the show? Isn't Gavin a name for someone over the age of 60?
Whoa, no don't offense. Be rude to Gavs.
No offense to your boyfriend.
My Gavin's name is beautiful. My Gavin's name. My boyfriend, oh God.
What's Gavin's last name?
Tucker.
So when you get married to Gavin one day,
be cool.
You're going to be Mother Tucker.
If I have his children, then yes. Yes, I will be.
What are you going to call your kids?
Tucker. Oh God, little, I got nothing. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with Tucker.
Your little Tuckers running around. Everyone's going to tease them at school, going, your mother is Mother Tucker.
Yeah, I know. And then they're going to say, and she's a real MILF. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I am, yeah, boys. Woohoo.
Mother Tucker's a MILF. If you don't want to know what MILF means, it's Mum, I'd like to tuck.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. So sorry. This person's listening to us for the first time, Josiah.
What?
Why are you saying rude, insensitive stuff?
It's your boyfriend's last name.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean? This is
mum,
your
I'd
life.
Mum, I'd like to tuck into bed. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
That's still creepy. Why are you tucking someone else's mum into bed?
Because I'm at a nursing home and I care for these mums.
Do you know what? I'll pay that. All right. Well, enjoy the catch up. There's heaps more of this good bants in there. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Something you said on the show yesterday, Ellie, absolutely killed me. I think it was around this time yesterday. You were talking about how you lost your car over the weekend in a huge car park in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And then you said this.
Saw my car finally after all this and I spoke to my car.
Oh, what'd you say?
So my car's called Trevor Trax because it's Trax. I call him Trev. Oh,
people that name their cars kill me. Absolutely kill me.
What? Why? It's the most important asset that I own. Why would I not give it a name?
It's not a kid. It's not a human being. It's a piece of metal that gets you from A to B. It doesn't need a name. It is what it is. Okay? I drive a Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah.
So it's my Golf. That's what it is. Name it what it is. What do you drive?
A Trax. So a Holden Trax.
Drive your go get in your Holden Trax. It's not Trevor.
It doesn't. Yeah, it is Trevor.
No, it isn't.
Yes, my boyfriend Gav calls him Tubby Trevor because he's like a bit wide. Like he does look like a fat car.
Why? You don't need. So when I bought my Volkswagen Golf, right?
Yeah.
The girl I bought it off goes, oh, make sure you look after Susie. I said, well, it's no longer Susie. She's like, no, it's always going to be Susie. I said, my car does not have a name. It's just my Volkswagen Golf. I'm sorry. And she almost didn't want to give me the car unless I acknowledged that it was Susie.
Well, I'm going to acknowledge it for her. And every time I see a car, say, morning, Susie. How you doing?
It's not a Susie.
It is a Susie. Cars, okay, you know me. I'm not a car person really at all. I don't really care. It gets me from A to B. But I've only ever owned two cars in my life and I feel a real connection to them. Like I spend so much time in there, I sing in there,
so
I dance in there, I eat my cheeseburgers in there.
As do I.
And so I feel like it needs to have a name.
So what, whenever you're dancing, you're like, Trev, how good's this song? Oh my gosh, let's keep dancing, Trev. This is amazing. Hey, Trev, how good does this Big Mac taste? Trev, yes. What does Trev say back to you? Ellie, is he your seventh Big Mac in 2 days?
Like I said, Trevor is Tubby himself, so he doesn't judge. He don't judge me.
I feel like it's a one-way relationship. Trev can't talk back. Just like Susie for me. It's not a Susie, it's a car. I love my car, and yes, I share that same emotional attachment to my car because I spend so much time with it, but I don't need to give it an actual profile. I don't need to make it a human being.
It's funny that you say that you call your car the Golf and that's just not giving it a name. I called my old car the Golf, except the problem was it was a Kia Rio, right? But it was in a hailstorm, so I had heaps of golf ball-sized dents in it. So I just said, I'm taking the Golf out today, and that was its name. It didn't have a other personalised name.
Right.
And so everyone, when I rocked up in my Kia Rio, they're like, no, you're not taking the Golf out, you're taking the Kia Rio out. I'm Like, nah, promise.
So it's actually, so you've gone from Golf to Trev.
To Trev, yeah.
At least Trev is more of a real name, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But all my friends have named their cars. Dante was one of them because the number plate was D-A-N. Susie was a Suzuki that one of my friends drove. Over in Perth, there's a newsreader whose name is Susanna Carr. So she called her car Susanna.
Oh, my goodness. Susanna Carr. Well, my new number plate's actually DKB, so one of my friends actually do call it something if you can put those letters together.
I mean, I can think of some rude words that start with those letters.
It's exactly what he said it is.
Fair enough.
This is what we want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16, do you name your car? Hey, there's a good friend of the show that always comes and says hello to us, Sally.
Mm.
She's names her car after herself, Mustang Sally, because yes. She loves her Mustangs.
There you go. So we want to hear more of these stories, Golden Valley. Hit us up right now, 13, 12, 16, or on the socials, Hit GV on Insta, Hit Golden Valley on Facebook.
Just discovered on the show yesterday that Ellie names her car Trevor. Mm. And I came out and said, I can't stand people that name their cars. This is after when I bought my car, they told me it's called Susie. And I said, no name for Susie anymore. So we're talking on 13, 12, 16. Do you name your car?
Yeah, let's go to Michael from Tat. Mike, do you have a name for your car?
We sure do. It's Reggie's Renault.
Good. I like it when there's a bit of alliteration. Reggie, good.
But you could have, if it's alliteration, Mike, you could have called it Ronald. You could have called it, what, Ron? Anything to do with, why Reginald?
Because he lost a bit of reggae music as well, so like Reggie
Renault. See, just like there's a real art to naming
your car. Bob Marley coming out of the Renault. Renault, if you see that in Tatura this morning, my goodness, Mike is definitely in town.
Especially reverse dollies in the gravel.
Yeah, Mike, of course. That's awesome, buddy. Thanks so much for getting in touch.
All right, no worries.
All right, let's go to David from Katandra. Dave, do you have a name for your car?
Call it mess, but you should get intimate with your car.
Oh, you're one of those ones, are you, Dave?
My car is a disgusting mess, but you should get intimate with it. You should know how much it depends on your tyres, how much oil is in it, how much water is in it.
Oh,
okay. So when you say getting intimate, you just mean knowing intimate details about the mechanics of it, right?
You should be able to rub your hand up the side and know it's safe to go in the morning.
David, I thought you were referring to that meme that a lot of people see of that guy that's on his knees and he's doing something with the exhaust pipe. So you don't mean intimate like that at all, do you, Dave?
No, not in the sexual nature, but you should know that one of the lights are out or the you should know all this stuff and be you're just intimate with your car. You just know.
But do you have to name it, though, Dave?
I have named cars in the past.
What's the best name you've come up with?
I just called one Frank.
I like it.
I used to call it Frank because, frankly, it was his choice on whether it started or not.
Clever.
That's
clever.
Good, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Let's go to Sam from Echuca. Finish us off, Sammy. What do you name your car?
Elmo.
Yes.
Why do you call it Elmo, Sammy?
I've got a 1991 Toyota Camry sedan and it's red just like him.
Oh, perfect. Do you know that I got called Elmo once as an insult and I've kind of held it against the name Elmo ever since?
Embrace it. Elmo's a great name.
So wait, if you saw Sam's car, you'd hate his car. Why were you called Elmo?
Because apparently I was too happy all the time. That was the mean girl I used to work with called me that. I was like, that's not fair.
It's got nothing to do with how red your face is, your nose at all times, nothing at all.
Nothing. Just too cheery. So I'm kind of against your car. I'm so sorry, Sam. I know you've called off your story. Fine. But
I'm kind of against you now, but then whatever.
Why? I'm so happy all the time. Thanks for your call. You enjoy riding Elmo.
Ooh. Will do. Cheers.
That did not come.
We all know. You know what happened to Elmo's owner, don't we?
Oh, God, we need to end this here.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now I need your help with an ethical dilemma that I'm having at the moment, Jay.
So you don't often come to me, but when you do, Uncle Josiah comes out and he, being a few years older than you, I like to give advice. And Ellie, I've been wanting to launch a new segment for a while, and even though this is your segment right now, I've been wanting to do In the Shower with Uncle Josiah. So if you want to join me.
I don't want to jump in the shower with you. Can I just, I'd rather jump on your lap.
No, you're fully clothed. You're in your bathers. Just join me in the shower here and have a seat. There's a little stool in the corner there and tell me what your dilemma is.
Okay. This is very unnerving. Can you put your clothes back on?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, that's just my top. Okay. Pants will stay on.
I was in Coles yesterday And you know how they've brought in the whole bring your own bag thing? I've finally gotten around that. I keep a stack of bags in my car, all old reusable Coles ones.
Ah, a bit cold. Sorry. Okay, turn it back up.
You're not listening to my problem. Okay. So I've started bringing my own bags with me. I'm really good at it. I went to Coles and took my bag with me and went to the self-checkout and I was scanning my stuff through. I accidentally scanned an old Coles bag that I'd already paid for and already used. So the 15 cents came up on the register and the girl was busy. I didn't want to bother. And also I thought it's a bit stingy if I'm, you know, calling her over to take away 15 cents. So I was like, fine, do you know what? I'm just going to leave it. My question to you, Josiah, is because I've now paid for a bag that I never took, when I go to Coles next time and I forget my 15-cent bag, can I steal one?
You've come to the right place, first of all. Can you turn the shower up a little bit? It's getting a bit... Yeah, that's better. Ellie, this is the thing. People mostly think that I'm not a moral person, but I am.
Yeah.
My uncle is a shoplift expert.
Yeah.
So based on that information, even though you tipped them this time... Next time you go in, you're still shoplifting, so you still have to pay for that bag.
But I already paid for it.
I understand
it's
that.
It's like putting that plastic bag on lay-by.
Yes, but if the lady like wrote something down on a receipt to say you paid for one and you could prove that next time, otherwise in their eyes, they don't know that you did that last time, so you're stealing in their eyes.
But 50, like, it's not...
Do you want to listen to Uncle Josiah in the shower or not?
No, I never want to listen to Uncle. I never.
Well, turn the shower off
then.
If you don't.
Okay. Oh God.
Thank you.
Put a towel on. Put it away.
Freezing. Turn it back up, please. No, can you put it back on? Ah, that's better. It's a bit hotter now. Do you want my advice or not? That's what I'm saying.
I guess that's why I came to you.
You have to pay every single time. Otherwise, you're shoplifting.
So Mr. Coles right now is sitting back laughing all the way to the bank with my extra 15 cents.
Unfortunately, you tipped him last time. Next time, you're going to have to pay. And I feel your pain because I've never once brought a bag. The stack of plastic bags in my house that I paid 15 cents
for. Keep them in your car, bro. It helps so much.
I can't because I take him. Here, Uncle Josiah's switch off the shower. I'm not giving advice anymore. I'm having a vent. Uncle Josiah takes them into the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Puts everything out of the bag, then puts them back underneath in the cupboard.
Just grab a stack of 50 when you get home, put them in your car. That's what I do.
I feel like a tight ass going back into Coles with a bunch of bags, though.
Well, I feel like a tight ass for complaining on the radio to the whole Goulburn Valley about the fact that I paid an extra 15 cents for a bag I never used. So you and I are in the same boat, or should I say, in the same shower, my friend.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We are chatting to, he's been touted as the hottest member of the Bondi Rescue team. And you just threw me under the bus off air and said to him, tell him I'm hot. I didn't say that. Glick, he joins us now. Morning, Glick.
Sure you did it. You were actually live. You didn't know it.
Hey, Glick, you know what makes this more awkward? Ellie has a strange, not strange fascination, but she has a fascination with South African men.
Okay. My last two boyfriends have been South African. Oh.
So you can't tell me you were lying. You were definitely lying.
Let's talk about the show that you're on, Glick. Let's just move right along quickly.
Let's do it.
Bondi Rescue. How's it been being on the show?
It's amazing. Like it's the best job ever, as you can imagine. You're in the sun all day. You're helping people out. It gets a bit stressful, but it's definitely the best job in the world.
100%. I can imagine
it. You never get used to it. Like you wake up and you go to work and it's always like you never take it for granted, really.
I've got one concern with you though, Click. It says, we're just reading a bit of information on you. It says you're scared of sharks. So if I got attacked by a shark at Bondi, what happens to me?
I'll call the other boys. No. I wouldn't say I'm like abnormally scared of sharks, but yeah, everyone has, like, they're a bit scary with their teeth and everything. I'm sure you can agree with me.
I mean,
but
I'm scared of their fins. That's what scares me.
Not like crazy phobias, but yeah, like I'm sure if you were in the middle of the ocean and you saw one come up to you, you'll be a bit scared.
Being a South African man, what did you think of that story the other day of the diver that got swallowed by a whale whole, the real-life Jonah whale? Did you see that story?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to go Google it after this.
It's some good footage, my friend. He literally gets in his mouth and then gets spat right back out.
It was unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Hence why you moved to Australia, no doubt, to get away from the man-eating whales and their sharks that they have over there.
Yeah, exactly. At least we only got sharks in Bondi.
Yeah, that's true.
Or whales, but they don't eat us.
Hey, what do they teach you in lifeguard school about approaching a shark if you do see one? Like, is there like a class
called
on
nippers.
Sharks?
That, it's not lifeguard school. It's called nippers, Ellie.
Okay. Right. Yeah, nippers. There's no protocol. It is what it is. You're in their domain, I guess, and you just got to respect it.
Yeah, right. Okay, good to know. Yeah. I'll respect the shark if he ever approaches me.
You got, exactly.
You got any advice, Glick, for people? We're in regional Vic, so there's a lot of river drownings, and in fact, there's more drownings in the country than there are in the ocean. So where we are here, we've obviously got the Murray, got the Goulburn River, we've got many rivers and streams, lakes where people swim in between. You got any advice of what people can do to stay out of trouble?
Well, yeah, just don't go out of your comfort zone and your ability level. And also, even though it's flat, there's often tides or currents, or even if the wind's just blowing like offshore in a river, it could blow you out, even if like you're in an inflatable or something. So just stay close to shore where you can stand, and I guess you should be fine. Make sure you also go with someone as well, not by yourself, because, yeah, you never know. You could have a medical condition or emergency.
Do you know what?
Will know,
our rivers, the Goulburn and Murray rivers around us, they don't have sharks in them, so maybe you should move here and you could be a lifeguard here.
And a South African husband for Ellie as well.
All right, I don't know how my boyfriend will feel about that, but that's okay.
And my girlfriend.
Rescue. Let's do it. Let's make that.
Yeah.
All righty. No, Glick.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to having you here, my friend. Bondi Rescue, it is back tonight on Win, 7:30 p.m. Make sure you catch it and catch Glick there. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you tonight.
Give Ellie some mouth-to-mouth. Good on you, mate.
Oh, God, stop being creepy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I hate it when I don't know what's coming up in the show, and that's exactly what you're doing to me right now.
I've left this break on the rundown free for a very good reason. Yesterday, you came in, and after the show, you revealed to me something you did over the weekend. Now, Saturday night, we went out with Shano from work. Remember that? It was a fun night.
Yeah, I kind of remember parts of it.
Yeah, why were you a little bit blackouty?
No, drink responsibly, Goulburn Valley. But yes, I had one or two frothies.
A couple of sherbets on the Saturday night, and then you got home nice and safe thanks to your Uber driver. But you decided to do something that I thought was along the lines of crazy. What did you do, Ellie?
What, I just sat in bed and ate my McDonald's?
You picked up your phone and you did something else that you should tell the Goulburn Valley about. Come clean. Tell everyone how crazy you are.
Okay, yes. I called my boyfriend, Gav, and then he didn't answer, so I called him again, and then I FaceTimed him, and then I called him again over the span of about 45 minutes.
Gav woke up the next morning with how many missed calls on his phone, Ellie?
12.
Crazy!
I just missed him. I wanted to talk to him.
I mean, very kind that he's on your mind when you're in that state. But 12 calls, when I wake up and if I have 12 missed calls on my phone, I'm thinking you're dead or there's an emergency or something crazy's happened or you're simply just straight up crazy. So I messaged your boyfriend after you told me these details and I have got him on the phone right now. Gav, tell me what happened.
Hey guys.
Hi babe, how you doing? Don't throw me under the bus too much.
Is she crazy or is this super embarrassing on her behalf?
But it's not the first time, so it's not unusual when you get some phone calls at 2 or 3 a.m. Shepherd who.
Well, to be fair, you're 3 hours behind me, so I thought maybe you'd still be awake. It was only like midnight where you are.
Well, I do have something I should probably tell you.
Oh God. What?
I was awake.
What?
I might have been watching the football and I might have known that you were a little bit drunk and I thought I'd just keep watching the football.
You screened not one but 12 of my
calls. At that time, Liverpool was playing on Saturday night and we know Gav is a Liverpool fan, so 100%. Hey, you picked Liverpool over Ellie?
Yeah, at that point.
I think I want to marry you, Gav.
You screened me 12. What if I was dying? What if I was lying on the side of the road, like, and you were my last call?
Well, I did call you back after the 12th call. which you didn't answer.
Yeah, because I was already just having a little siesta.
Hey, Gav, can I ask just quickly, what's the most? Because I feel like 12 calls is just like, I feel like that's just early territory for Ellie. Surely you've had a lot more than that off her. What's the most amount of missed calls you've ever had from her?
That has to be a PB so far. but it's still early days. We could see more.
I was calling you out of love and nothing else. And then I messaged you the next morning and said, hey, sorry about the 12 calls last night. I just was missing you. And you didn't even ask me why I was calling.
Well, you did leave a voicemail.
Oh, can you text that to me, Gav?
Did I really? What did I say?
It's funny, your usual drunken Ellie voicemails.
You are not making me sound good.
No, they're entertaining. They're
good. Well, I'm mad. All right. Well, I may be crazy, but you're a bad boyfriend, Gavin. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, I love you, Gav. You need to give me more of those stories more often. But this is what I want to talk about this morning. Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16. Can somebody help Ellie out, make her feel better? I want to know what's the most amount of calls you've received from somebody.
Or the amount of calls you've made, I suppose. I want someone else out there to be worse than me. And I want to bond with you.
You really reckon people want to admit they're like you? I would not. Dob people in. Give us a call if that is you. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
If you can beat 12, you're my friend. We do have a couple of responses on our Hit GV that make me feel a little bit better. All in all, one guy has said, hold on, let me get the message up. Nope, not Matthew. He was talking about camels. Let's get Lana up instead. She said that she called her partner so many times his phone froze and he had to reset it through iTunes.
Wow.
But then she adds on, should have answered me when I called the first 20 times. I agree, sister.
That's what every psycho girl says. Should have answered me the first time. We're busy.
Blakey's also written into our Hit GV Insta and said, I once woke up to 100 missed calls from my partner. To this day, don't know why she called so many times, but we are still together. So there you go. Work for Blakey. Let's go to Jess from Shep. Jess, did you make the calls or did you receive the multiple missed calls?
No, my best mate has absolutely got you beat. She called her boyfriend every minute on the minute for an hour.
Oh, what a psycho.
She was like, it was really cute. Like, he didn't answer his phone, so I left him a voicemail, like, every minute for an hour.
That is cute. Oh. I agree. Good on her. She's showing her love to her boyfriend.
Hang on a second. I reckon that's breakup-worthy type behavior. What did the boyfriend do once he saw 60 missed calls and voicemails?
Oh, well, it's safe to say they're absolutely not together anymore. this is several years ago. This is when we were like, I reckon 17, 18. She thought it was adorable. I was like, rein it in, love.
Any chance your friend's still single?
She is, actually.
I'd hate to see her on Tinder, hey. She'd just be that one who just messages every second.
Oh, Ellie, your future is looking very bleak,
whatever,
my dear.
I really hope Gav's not still listening. Or I'm going to be single. Thanks for your call, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Right now. We are turning it around. My inner psycho is about to be unleashed.
Ellie is a psycho, guys. You just see the nice girl on the radio. She puts on this facade for all of you guys to hear. So I like to let her unleash it.
I am a nice person. I just have a really good ability of turning a normal statement around to work it into a fight.
This is like going into the inner sanctum of the relationship of Gav and Ellie, the poor thing. This is
not
like
the kid with the app, by the way.
No, it's a totally different thing.
Gav's also the name of my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah. Same name. Yeah. Smart guys, Gavs.
Yeah.
This is also a little insight into the inner sanctum of the Josiah and Ellie show when we're in meetings as well.
Yep.
Hey, Ellie, how warm was that shower this morning?
Oh, okay. You're obviously saying this because I mentioned that I didn't have a shower and now you're saying that I'm stinky and obviously my BO is too much for you to work with me, so get out of the studio.
Whew.
That's what we call, my friend. Turning something around.
It wasn't quite turning around. It was also true. Hey, Ellie, it's very smoky outside at the moment.
Yeah, because I've been smoking heaps of cigarettes. Okay, are you just saying that because I'm a smoker that I'm ruining my lungs and I'm going to die an early death and you're just going to be able to do this show by yourself, which is really what you wanted all along? Had to take a bit of poetic license with that because I'm not a smoker.
Oh, you poor lungs. Smoking addiction as well as Coke Zero. No wonder you're dying a short death.
plan. I'm dying a short death being stuck in this room with you every day.
Green sweater today, Ellie. Interesting choice of clothing.
Oh, do you want to be any more condescending in your tone of voice? Yes, I'm wearing a green sweater. Yes, I bought it over the weekend. Thanks for asking.
Oh, without turning that one around, very interesting choice indeed. Ellie, has anyone...
It cost me $80, thank you very much.
$80 for that?
Yeah, it was 20% off though.
So you could have bought that from the secondhand store in town.
Whoa! It's fashion.
Man, don't know who your fashion sources are. Ellie,
give me the
have
next
I ever,
one, I'm right up.
Have I ever told you I love you, Ellie?
Oh, okay. What do you want from me? You want something? Because no, you haven't told me that before. Why would you start telling me that now? You've got a girlfriend. You've got heaps of people in your life that you tell you love. You've never told me that. Obviously, you want something from me. What is it, Josiah?
Man, yeah? Take a deep breath.
What? I'm just getting started. We've got 3 hours left of this show.
Well, keep going. Don't, you know, why limit to one segment? Why don't you just keep it going for the whole show? Turn something that I say around in every single break. Let's see how we go. Wow, Eleanor Rose Chaney,
is that
you
all
are on fire.
Today?
That's all you deserve.
Cool, that was easy. Got it out of my system. Now I'm ready to dance.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie. Two people, one challenge. Only one will stand victorious.
And that it's person Josiah will be me. Standing victorious at the end of this.
Just let that girl talk.
I got too excited. I had to interrupt her. Josiah versus Ellie is what she was saying. It is round five. We are ready to take it away. And to do so, we've got our boss, Benny, in the studio, the judge, the adjudicator, the ringmaster, the puppeteer.
He's just our boss, actually. Boss Benny, welcome to the show.
The best looking man in the world.
Thank you. What?
Oh, wow.
What? I've got to butter up the judge.
There's a bit of a there's a vibe from Ellie, really, isn't there?
Yeah.
She dreams about she hit me. On the, she calls me hot now, which is lovely.
Not only that, but she hit on a guest we had on the show earlier.
Did you, Miss Chaney?
I hit on everyone.
Do you?
Yeah.
So I want to take that as a compliment.
It was Glick from Bondi Rescue. Now she's hitting on you. Benny, I gave you a little wink just before while Ellie was interrupting the
enjoyed
opener.
That.
Say,
thank you, mate.
Can you please look after me this morning? What is our challenge?
Right. So you two, I just want to see if you can actually do this.
Okay.
So I want you two to basically see who can stand on one leg the longest, starting whenever you're ready.
So basically you're after who's the fittest.
Well, I'm also just because you guys drive me up the wall from time to time, a lot of meetings and asking for money, and so I just thought I'd make you, you know,
one
stand
time
here
we
for
asked you for
one,
money
or every
one time
per day.
A day.
So you want us to stand on one leg the longest?
Yeah,
sounds
so,
like
well, for the rest of the show.
Well, the
other
thing is it'll keep
show
you guys busy because I don't really want to see you the rest of the day.
Yeah,
so, you know, sounds like competitive. You can just stay here all day on
nothing,
one leg.
Got nothing better for us to do.
Now
Benny,
you can't hang up.
You had a quiet week or something? Or?
Yeah, look, very busy at home being dad. So just, you know, look, I'll come up with something, you know, a little bit more potentially getting you out in market and out in the public, you know, next week. But
okay,
for now, one leg, lose some standard.
Well,
and you can't
go
to the bench
or anything. Can't lean on anything?
No.
And what foot do I have to use, my dominant or my non-dominant?
Oh, this is a good one. Non-dominant.
I like that a lot. Well, I've got strong legs, so I'm feeling very confident this morning. How can people get involved? Because obviously standing on one foot is brilliant radio.
Well, Facebook Live, hit Golden Valley, go to that. We are broadcasting live to you as we speak. Okay.
When you're ready.
All right, cool.
Count us down and we'll go to ads and we'll start. If you want to watch it, Facebook Live, jump on there and you can hear Ellie swear during the ads.
I don't swear. I never have sworn in my life. Promise.
If only people really knew what Ellie was like when the mics went on. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I have to press the buttons. Can I lean to press the buttons?
Don't hang on the bench, brother.
Oh, we're not allowed to hang on to the bench.
No, I'm not allowed to hang on to the bench.
Ellie's about to touch the desk.
Yeah, I have to touch the desk to press the buttons, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I'm
God,
not good
this
at balancing.
Is a balance issue, I know. You can hop.
No, you know that a hop you have
well,
to
Well, I need
on
to hop to get the buttons and stuff.
Just press them anyway. I'll press them for you from here.
No, okay, go for it.
How's your leg feeling?
You're going to fall over. All right, let's go to ads.
I don't want
to
lean
Facebook
into the mic.
Facebook Live, if you want to watch us go over the ads, and we will check in with you after them to see how we're going. We have been on one foot for, like 9 minutes now?
My microphone doesn't lean towards me, and yours does, so whenever I talk, I have to lean forward. It makes it harder.
Well, I have to press 700 buttons in my job.
All right, let's wrap this game up, because it's terrible radio.
Because I could last all day, bro.
Oh, so could I. This is easily. I'm not in pain whatsoever.
Okay.
Shall we go up on her toes?
Yeah, bring it. 3, 2, 1. Oh, God.
Oh, there's a cramp. She's gone. Yes. Yes. Oh, it feels so good. Not to mention she was cheating that whole way through. If you're on Facebook Live, thanks for joining us. You would have seen Ellie leaning on the table. It feels good to be a gangster.
Do you know what? It's the Birkenstock.
Oh,
I'm blaming the Birkenstock. Oh.
Man, that out of all seriousness, I tried to be cool, but that was very sore. I don't know. Hey, Ravenna, my coach, if you're listening, I can't make training tonight. I'm in too much pain, man.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Literally, it was instantaneous. As soon as I tried to go up on my toes, I was out.
More importantly, three Josiah, two Ellie. What a victory. Feels good indeed. Thanks for playing along, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, we got an email a couple of weeks ago from a guy named Gavin, who's a Shep boy, and he is also an inventor. He's created an app, and we want to know more about it. So we thought we'd get him on the show now to have a chat. Morning, Gavin. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for coming on the show this morning. We want to talk about this app you've created. It's called the Recall app. Tell us about it.
Yep. So Recall is just a flashcard app that uses this concept of spaced repetition to make learning much more efficient by spacing out learning in chunks rather than cramming.
Right. So this is kind of aimed at students studying at the moment, or is that generally what you're going for?
That's what I'm trying to get mostly, but really anyone could use it because everyone has to learn things, of course, in their work. So the basic idea is that if you wait until you're just about to forget a piece of information and that's when you recall that information, The amount of time that you have to wait until you have to do that again increases exponentially.
Makes it
very efficient to learn things, yes.
Sounds fascinating. For example, Gav, I want to learn Albanian better because my father's Albanian. I talk about it on the show a lot, and I want to learn the language a lot better so I can communicate to my friends and my family more. How can I use the app to learn and recall the language a lot better?
Well, I actually used this exact technique in my Year 12 study for Italian, and it worked very, very well. I just entered in all the words that I wanted to learn, and I revisit them whenever the app tells me to, or I just use paper, and I found that they worked very well. So you should just put in the vocabulary that you want and do it that way.
So how do you know that you're about to forget something? You say wait until you're about to forget it and that's when you're going to learn it the best. How do you know?
Well, the thing is, it's very hard to know. So the way I'm doing it is that when you get a card right, you put it into like the next sort of, I call it a box, and you say like, I visit that box every week. And if you get it right in the every week box, then you do it every 2 weeks and that sort of thing. And if you ever get it wrong, then you see it every day. And it's very annoying to do that just like with paper and flashcards on a table, which is how I was doing it. So I decided I'd make an app for it that would make it very convenient to do it on the go.
How do you know just to make an app? Because I have all these ideas, but I'd have no idea how to even start an app. Did you create the app yourself, or did you pay for someone to do it for you?
Yeah, it's quite a process from what I've heard.
Yeah, so I did do it myself.
Wow.
You just have to learn how to learn the right programming languages and read up on it and watch YouTube videos and that sort of thing, and you eventually get there.
You sound like a clever man, Gav. Good on you for doing that. I just wish you'd invented this when I was in high school, because I graduated with about 54. I think that was my end of year score. If I had this app, which I'm looking at right now, if you want to download it, support a good local boy. It's called Recall-Efficient Flashcards. Go download and support him now. If I had this app, I'm looking at it now, mate, this would have been amazing for when I was studying high school, even for uni students as well.
Yeah, thank you.
So you went to Wanganui Park College. Did you find that they're all using it now? Is the school getting around you for it?
Well, I have heard that some teachers have recommended it, but I'm not sure if it's being implemented any like systematic way. But some teachers have gotten behind it.
Do you have any stats on how it's performing overall in like the app store?
Yeah, I do. Right now, I have 570 users.
Wow.
And that's been 58 days ago when I first published it.
Good effort.
Well, you've got 571 now, mate. I'm on. I'm going to learn. Our Albanian's the only thing I need to learn right now. Besides that, I don't do a lot of learning
anymore.
You
should put some radio notes in, maybe.
How to
tips
talk.
On how to speak.
Can you help me speak English, first of all, mate? Because I struggle with that. My goodness.
One more question. I don't know if this is a personal question, so you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But do you make money from apps in the early stages, or is it just like the Tinders and the Snapchats and stuff that rake it in?
Yeah, so, well, in the early stages, it'd be quite difficult. 570 sounds like a lot, but it really isn't. For the App Store, the apps that make lots of money tend to have more than tens of thousands of users, millions. But it does make my app right now just makes a pittance. But the way I've got it is that I've set it up so it's a free app because I want really anyone to be able to use full set of important features for free.
Yeah.
And then I've got an in-app purchase just for optional features that make it just a bit nicer to use, just better the experience a bit.
Right.
But I wanted it that anyone could use the app's main features for free.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're doing a wonderful job, and hopefully the more people hear about it, the more people will be using it, and next minute everyone in Year 12 is going to be using it for their exams.
Gav, we like supporting good local talent, and you sound like you've definitely got one, so make sure if you're listening, you like to support him as well. Get around him. Download the app now today.
Yeah. Gavin Douch, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Desire and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.